this is why I exist, to tell you about how to execute the perfect buffet meal.
Of course.
Self-awareness is a mastered art.
Can I just tell you before I start this?
You can do whatever you want. It's your segment.
I had a random day to myself about 3 weeks ago. I can't remember exactly why. I think my wife had to take kids to birthday parties or something. And for some reason, I had not any reason to participate in that. So I just started driving. I was like, I need to run an errand. And then I just kept driving. I'm like, I'm alone.
Did you listen to Celine Dion with the windows down?
Yeah.
I drove all night. Yeah. You're like, forget about Roy Orbison. Give me Celine.
I just turned on whatever was on and it was Celine. So
you sound pretty confident about your ability to... Never mind.
And I found myself just driving, you know.
I'm just picturing you driving up, like, to Grafton with the river on the side, the bluffs on the other.
Yeah, wearing my sunglasses.
All night
convertible.
To get to you. And it's ice cream in Grafton.
Listen to the point.
Not the, I mean, boy, do you get in the car and drive to get your ice cream in Grafton?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Just driving the Great River Road, listening to Boys of Summer.
Celine Dion, don't lie.
No, I was listening to
Don Henley.
Don Henley. Thank you. You knew. That's rare.
Only the greats.
Wayfarer's on.
Were you going to tell the rest of your story?
Ended up at a buffet. I just was driving.
So you got time to yourself, and you got in a car and randomly drove until you found a buffet.
It was like an out of body experience. I didn't even mean to. I just pulled into a parking lot. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here now? That's a
Were
buffet.
Were you even hungry?
Oh yeah, I'm always hungry.
That's true.
That's never a question. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm unlocking my car. I'm getting out. I'm walking in. What is happening? I'm walking into a buffet by myself. And I ate a full buffet meal at a Chinese buffet by myself. It was glorious. It was fantastic.
I don't think you're supposed to talk about these things.
Yes, you are. This is the whole segment.
And the people
about
who
it.
Were there that were also alone, you're not supposed to talk about them either.
They weren't alone. There was nobody in there alone except for me. Everybody's with their family, with loved ones. I was with the one I loved the most, myself. And I thought...
Is the Chinese buffet the best buffet?
Yes.
Never been.
You've never been to a Chinese buffet?
I don't know that I've ever had Chinese food.
It's not the best buffet.
Oh, yes, it is. No. Tell me what's better. Tell me what's better.
Let me tell you why it's not the best is because the owner sits there and stares at you after you go up to get your seventh or eighth plate and like...
Well, I judge you too.
Yeah, but it's a buffet. That's the point.
I like the way you're thinking. What's a better buffet, though?
Oh, there's no such thing as a good buffet.
Breakfast, maybe?
No.
A breakfast buffet?
No.
Those are usually pretty good.
Are you always a quantity over quality eater? If you went to a really, really high-end meal and you got like 12 plates, but they were all the like 2-bite servings, and you were still hungry at the end, would you be upset?
I would say as a younger man, I would have been quality over quantity. As I've gotten older and refined my palate, I will only choose food at a buffet, for instance, that is very, very good. Like, I'll go to the hibachi buffet.
You said originally when you were younger, you were quality over quantity.
Sorry, reverse that.
Okay.
I'm quality over quantity now. So I don't eat. That's why I was surprised to be eating a buffet. I just don't really do it as much. But I still do enjoy them.
But the dirty little secret of Ryan Wiggins when he has alone time is that he goes to a buffet
subconsciously.
Alone.
Subconsciously.
No.
Yeah, how do you subconsciously go to a buffet?
Like I said, I was just driving, listening to Boys of Summer. Come a Wayfarer's on, baby. And then here I am. All right. The rules for eating at a buffet. You can
totally
see if
Celine Dion.
You agree with these.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and this is just in the order that the article from Taste and Flavor magazine.
Buffet etiquette?
Buffet etiquette.
When was the last time you were at a buffet, Brad?
Oh, man. I bet you it's been 4 or 5 years.
Annie?
Don't remember.
Even at Disney or anything, you don't eat at buffets?
No.
Okay.
Ugh.
Oh gosh,
the way to go
underrated.
Is family style meal. That's the that's the personal buffet where you're eating family, like you're eating a mini buffet with your family.
It's true, but there aren't as many options. Number one, respect the buffet's opening. Wait until the buffet is officially open.
Excuse me?
Before going to the door.
What?
I kid you not, that is number one on the list.
It's like yard sales.
What is the alternative?
The alternative is that you are waiting outside the door for them to open it so
you
that
a
you
rope
can
drop.
Run in.
Rope drop the buffet.
Yes. Yes. Apparently, this is such a problem that Taste and Flavors magazine made it their number one in buffet etiquette. Respect the buffet's opening. Number two, line/queue protocol. Take note of any lines present. If there are multiple sections to your buffet, choose where to start wisely. This seems fairly obvious to me.
How are people doing this wrong?
I will say this. Sometimes people walk up to the side that most people, like, people will line up on one side, and there's no established rule to which side you have to go to.
Maybe there is. Maybe this article is about you.
But what they're saying is that if you see a line starting and you just kind of jump in the middle, that's not really cool. You got to get in the line that's forming and kind of go with the flow, because it can get a little crazy up there. Number three, strategic serving. Pace yourself by starting with appetizers and salads before moving on
to
the main course.
That's called a meal. That's called dinner.
Was this written by buffet companies?
I think it was by Ryan to try to normalize buffets.
It's like buffet etiquette. Don't come to our doors too early and eat all our food.
Mm-hmm.
Start with appetizers so you fill up so you don't get yourself on the expensive stuff and eat all of our food.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to maximize their profits by giving you advice on how to be on buffet etiquette.
Andy says, very meta moment for me, listening to this while in a pizza buffet in Highland.
No way.
Mentally checking for violations now.
Andy.
Tell the people at the Highland Pizza Buffet, hello from Ryan Wiggins.
Number four, listen loudly to the radio while at the buffet.
But aloud, the Annie Fry Show.
Well, that's not explicitly stated here, but implied. That if it's conservative talk radio, you'll get away with it. More people will become your friends.
Andy?
How are you getting away with listening to this?
Tell Highland that the Annie Fry Show said hi.
Yeah, crank it up right now because I'm about to give a big shout out to Highland Pizza Hut.
We don't know for sure it's Pizza Hut. Probably is.
I thought he said pizza buffet.
You know what? I've eaten at the Highland Pizza Hut buffet.
Thank you.
Maybe. Did I? Pizza buffets are the only buffets that I ever really willfully partake in. I forgot that that's a thing.
Cece's?
Pantera's.
You ever had one of those? Pantera's
Pantera's Pizza Buffet.
That's a good one.
I'll do that. Because you can see the pizzas when they come out, and you can, but if it's like, if there are three or four pieces of pizza left on that, I'm waiting for a full one.
Are you?
Do you see what the kids do?
No, I don't. Yeah. I avert my eyes.
They're like, this one? No. This one? No. This one? Okay.
Dessert pizza?
Sure. Cherry.
Yeah, I like them too.
Mm-hmm.
There is the one plate rule. Avoid the temptation to pile up plates in one trip. They're not saying you can't get multiple plates back and forth, but in one trip, just get one plate.
What if you want to get, for instance, in my pizza buffet at Pantera's, we'll get the salad and the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put them on the same plate, but I do put my salad on a plate. That is, you put the dressing on the bottom of the plate, and then you put the salad on top and you eat that way.
But you're carrying two plates?
Yeah, salad plate and a pizza plate.
You have broken the rules.
Apparently.
No. Taste and Flavor magazine.
Why would I put my pizza on? The plates aren't even that big, which is probably buffet trickery.
It is trickery. I don't like that. Number six, utensil etiquette. Use the provided serving utensils rather than your hands to handle the food. This one seems a little obvious to me. Like, if you're getting Kung Pao chicken, don't just stick your fist in and grab as much as you can.
Ladle the egg drop soup out with your hand and pour it into a bowl.
Put it in your shirt.
Highland Pizza Buffet might be Mazio's, which is a place that I used to go with my grandparents a long time ago, my Hamill grandparents. We would go to Highland for the pizza at Mazio's.
Right. You're right.
And I like the Mazio's, so if that's it, shout out to Mazio's.
I've been there too. Hello,
Scratch
Mazio's.
It from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, turn it back up real quick, Andy. Shout out to Highland Mazio's! Okay, you can turn it back
down.
It's
a big day in Highland.
Highland's having a good time today. Returning utensils. After use, return your serving utensils to the respective dishes, ensuring that there's no cross-contamination. So don't spoon out something like a pasta out of one and then go spoon out some Kung Pao chicken out of the other. Don't do that.
All of these rules, the fact that somebody wanted to write an article about, how many more rules do you have? Do you need more time?
There's a ton.
Give us another minute, Brad, if you could, please. But like the fact that somebody was like, these rules need to be written for all of time.
Yeah.
Is why I don't go to buffets.
People are doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, no eating in line.
Are you guilty? Have you done it?
No.
Dang it.
You know what? I might have eaten, like, once in a while, I might try a sushi in line just to see if I like it. But it's usually if nobody's around. Is that okay? You know, if there's nobody around you, you're not slowing up the line.
No, crime and sin is not okay in secret.
It's in public still. There's just nobody around that I'm getting in the way of. No eating in line. Refrain from munching on items while still in the buffet queue.
No. Not
wait until you're seated.
Yeah.
And the last one, no returning food. Once selected, commit to your choices. Don't return items to the buffet line.
Man.
Don't do it.
Mazio's confirmed by Andy. Ding, ding. He says, obey these rules. And if you need a Ryan Wiggins appearance at Mazio's, for the price of probably one comped buffet. Yeah,
I make the trip tomorrow after our remote in St. Charles.
You go to St. Charles,
Island. Skip and a jump.
Listen, if you are in the market tomorrow to kill some time in the afternoon, noon to 3, we're broadcasting live in the St. Charles Ruler Foods, and we need to create a mountain of diapers that we are going to hand over to Princess Storm and her diaper drive for the St. Louis Area Food Bank. Buffet Etiquette by Ryan Wiggins.
You're welcome.
It's needed, I suppose. Jim Carafano and Ben from Am I Racist? Next hour, don't go away.